I think probably one of the most competitive people on the face of this earth. I mean, whether it's sitting here playing tic-tac-toe or rock, paper, scissors or whatever it may be, I want to win. It's something that really dating back all the way to being a kid. I don't like the taste of losing. Leaves a really sour taste in my mouth. So extremely competitive person. Same time, I want to be a great leader as well. I've got a chance to know Teddy Bridgewater over the past, just kind of lead 11 last year. Came out to San Diego for a couple days. I really enjoyed being around him. Me and him have a fun nature relationship. I think he's a heck of a player. I really enjoyed watching his games this year. And Blake, just a guy that I've got to know within the past few days, got to watch a couple of his games this year. I think he's an extremely extremely talented kid, and look forward to spending more time with him.
You said you were eager to show the league more than improvisation. What's your approach to doing that? Is it obviously
block and passing? Absolutely. I think there's times where plays aren't going to go as scripted as people draw them up on the whiteboard. And whenever that does happen and you go through your reads and you do certain things, there's going to be times where you need to take off and get outside the pocket and extend plays. But at the same time, I want to be a guy that can drop back and go through my progressions, go through my reads, and really take what's given to me from the defense.
Do you feel like that's the biggest question mark the league might have about your game at this point?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure really what the biggest question mark is. I think but just being able to hone in on everything from pocket awareness to getting through progressions, keeping my eyes downfield, and being really accurate with the football are all things you need to do to be successful. I don't know if there was a certain moment. I felt like throughout the year that I progressed to the level. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get better and continue each year, each offseason, to improve my game and try to take it to another level. So throughout the season, when I sat down with the people around me who were closest in my life, whether it was Coach Sumlin or Coach Whitfield or Kingsbury or Coach Spav or the really close people in my life, we made the decision that it was right for me to move on.
Johnny, can you talk about Mike Evans and what he does for a quarterback?
Yeah, Mike Evans, really one of the most physical, really one of the best receivers that I've seen play college football. I mean, the guy's 6'5 and can go up and get any ball you really throw his way. On top of that, he's an extremely hard worker and a guy that I would really, really do anything for. I think it's really important for me to go and meet some of these coaches that I'm really looking forward to meeting, seeing how their offense is, getting to show them what I've learned through the past 6 weeks of being in San Diego, and really see how much different things were. And really, the main thing is them getting a chance to see me and get a chance to see who I am as a person and my characteristics of me.
New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, podium B.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can ask my teammates. You can go back and ask anybody that when we needed to make a play, I think those guys would want the ball in my hands. And I mean, I think a good example is the Duke game. I mean, wasn't really looking as great as we wanted to in the first half, but between me, Mike, some of these seniors, we had to get the troops rallied and continuing to say no matter how deep, how dark it looked on the scoreboard, keep plugging away, that the ball would eventually bounce our way. And sure enough, we kept fighting and defense made some big plays at the end to pull out a victory. So I think the guys on my team know that I'll do anything and everything for them, so there's no time left on the clock, on or off the field, whatever it may be. It was a game that I felt like just a little off in all aspects, whether it was coming off a bye week, whatever it was. Really no excuses, but there was a fade route. I remember down the sideline, Mike Evans gets off great press coverage, and a ball that I hit Mike on 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, and just overthrew him about 3 yards. And it was something that was just a really uncharacteristic day, something that just kind of had an off day. They had a great scheme and played really well defensively, but felt like we still should have performed better on that stage.
What does that do for your confidence that you can play that?
I think for those guys, being able to evade a first wave of pass rush, really extend the play just a little bit, be able to move the pocket and do some things like that, really opens the playbook up a little bit more. But at the same time, there's guys who are sitting back in the pocket and doing everything from there who are still some of the greatest in the game. So the young guys who are doing that are guys that I enjoy watching. And I really think they're really doing a good job for some of the mobile quarterbacks in college right now.